Alrighty. I know, Joy. Gee, as soon as I made my last announcement about the podcast, Joy joined the the voice channel, which I thought was so silly. Okay. We'll get started in a couple of minutes. I know that people usually like hop on.
Joy, you get our love and support in return.
Okay, so let's get started, you guys. So let me go over the little itinerary I have. Okay, so couple things today. We have a guest yapper. It is Morgs. So she's going to be talking to us about her experience with Vantage and Staramu in a little bit. I guess we can just jump right into it. So Morgs, hello, welcome. Do you want to talk about like your experience with Vantage and then how you found Staramu and the whole story with that?
Sure.
Sure.
So
Basically,
sorry, I can hear myself, so I was like wigging out. But I found Fantage probably through Facebook when I was like 7 years old. I know like the old Facebook age limit was like 12, but like I'm pretty sure I made an account before then, and I would go on Fantage and live my best life. And I want to say I was there for the vintage shop, which was the store before Trade and Sell, and then I remember it turning into Trade and Sell. And then I do also remember that turning into the weird member store.
Oh yeah,
And
it
oh
happened.
yeah.
yeah, where you would like go in and like it was kind of like renting clothes or whatever, like as a member, like I don't freaking know. It was weird. And then I also remember My Mall, but during the My Mall era, I wasn't as active because I would say that was when I was in high school. And when I was in high school, I was bullied out of like liking a lot of the things that I really liked. So I wasn't into that as much anymore, sadly.
No.
But yeah. But I'm glad that I found Staramu because now that I'm old and don't give a fuck, I can just go on and hang out and do whatever.
Yeah, and just like do what you want. Honestly,
Exactly.
that's really good to hear. I'm sorry you were bullied though.
Yeah, it wasn't ever like bad, but like the type of school that I went to was like if you did something like even the slightest bit out of norm, like there was shit to be talked about you.
Oh, wow.
It was like hardly ever to my face, but like, yeah, it was kind of sad, like hearing like about it, like through other people, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you mean.
But yeah, it
Like they
definitely wasn't like movie style, like high school bullying, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I feel like I don't know, were the people who would like, I guess, quote, I guess bully you, were they like girls mostly? Because I feel like with girls, when it comes to bullying, it's very indirect, you know?
Yes, I want to say probably, but there were a few times where I did catch some unwanted attention from the popular boys because in high school I dated one of them And that was a whole thing. And then, yeah, I ended up breaking up with him because he wouldn't, like, stick up for me or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, fair enough.
Oh, man.
Yeah, like, his friends would literally, like, talk shit about me. And then he'd come to me and be like, hey, my friends are talking shit about you. And I'd be like, oh, well, what did you say? And then he'd be like, nothing. And I'm like, excuse me? Yeah, I cut that shit off.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah, that's lame as hell. When I was in high school, I also experienced bullying. But mm-hmm. to be honest, like, it was more so for, like, because I went to a primarily white high school. Like, I live in a white city, you know? And that's okay, but it's like when you're a person of color and the city that you live in is relatively affluent, it's like they have their little bubble, you know? And then mm-hmm. when you're different and you stand out and, like, you know,
yeah,
people notice that, unfortunately, and that doesn't always come with the right attention. So, and that's why I brought up, like, was it super indirect? Because that's how my bullying was. It was super indirect. But yeah. I knew that people, you know what I'm saying? It, like, I knew I was talked about, and I knew I was being hated on and judged, but it was, like, never, ever to my face.
Exactly. And, like, I feel like I don't really remember, like, confronting too many people about it, just because by the time I thought about doing that, I'd inevitably just get over it, you know what I mean? And I'd feel like it wasn't worth it anymore. But I feel like even if I did, like, they would just be like, oh, I didn't say that, or, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's so, I know, real. Like,
and it's it's all petty, right?
Yeah.
No, that people would talk about me in high school too. I feel like that's kind of like a universal experience. Like, everyone kind of got shat on for having their own interests or hobbies, but, like, whenever I would confront people about it, they'd be like, I never said that, or you're over.
Yep.
Like, they'd gaslight me into thinking that it wasn't that big of a deal that I was hurt. And that, like, has kind of shaped the way I react to things now, too, you know? So it's, like, insane.
Yeah.
I relate to that.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, bullying sucks, and people do it for reasons that I will probably never understand. And yeah, I'm sorry for everyone who's gone bullied. I know it's not a fun experience. But, you know, Morgan, I guess that kind of leads me to my next question. Is, like, I know you have a YouTube channel. So it's like, is that something that you've had for a while, or is this, like, a new endeavor?
This is new. So I've, like, as a kid, I've always recorded videos, but I've never actually uploaded any before. There's, like, there's something on my digital footprint out there of, like, me as a little kid. Actually, maybe two videos, because my brother posted a YouTube video of me, like, dressed as a fucking dog. Like, it was, like, a weird skit we did. And then the other one was me and my friend we're still friends now, but, like, my my friend and I at the time, what I mean, her brother jump scared us, so that's on my digital footprint. But other than that, I've had no YouTube experience, solely because I never had the confidence because especially when I was in school, I would always be so paranoid of people finding it and it getting back to me. Just because, like, I feel like that would put me in a position of feeling unsafe, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm going to school and, like, yeah, people are going to talk about you anyway, but if it's something, like, bigger, like a YouTube or a TikTok channel, like, people kind of, like dog on you for that a while. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes, and that's that's what I was thinking, because I was like, and that's why I like kind of transitioned into the YouTube thing, because I was curious if it was a new project that you've kind of started for yourself, maybe. And I guess it's because of what you experienced in high school that made you a little hesitant.
Definitely. I feel strongly that if I did start back then, like, it wouldn't have been the right time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
'Cause where I'm at right now, a lot of the people that I knew are off doing their own things, and I rarely ever, like, even in town, like, I rarely ever see anyone that I know from high school or from any school that I went to. So I feel a lot more confident now, like, just going about my business, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like as we get older, like, we all get into, like, living our own lives, and people just stop caring about what other people are doing and, like, what other people's interests and hobbies are, you know?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what, like, the girl I had beef with in high school, I don't know what she's up to, and I don't really care, you know? Like, real. I wish her the best, but I don't really care what she's up to. I don't care if she's playing Starimu. I don't care if she's playing Moshi Monsters. Like, I don't care if she's driving, like, a Porsche or whatever. Like, that's her business.
Right.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Did you guys play Moshi Monsters as a kid? I feel like we've talked about this before.
I definitely made an account.
I never played it, to be
really.
The only games I played as a kid were Vantage, and then Pop Tropica.
And, oh, I love Pop Tropica.
What's it called? The one that's like, oh, I played Movie Star Planet, but like, I just couldn't really get into it too much. Mm-hmm. And then what was the other one that's like super? IMVU.
Oh,
I played IMVU.
I used to play like. I was like a virtual world fiend, guys. I would make accounts on every single one, and like I played like Animal Jam, Club Penguin, Vantage, Movie Star Planet, Moshi Monsters. I played this one called Stardoll. I don't know if you guys have heard about Stardoll. I played like Our World. What even is that? Like. I played like, there was like this Build-A-Bear virtual world.
The Build-A-Bear! That was my favorite. There was the Build-A-Bear one? Yo!
I didn't even know that existed.
It was so, it was everything. So good.
Yeah, it was so much fun. And like, there was this one, I forget what it's called. It got shut down pretty early, but it was by like Ubisoft or whatever. I don't know if you guys have heard of that company. It was like Imagineworld or something.
I know Ubisoft because I used to have a Wii growing up, and I had this Barbie horse game. And whenever I would start up the game, it would have like the Ubisoft logo.
Yeah.
I don't know why I remember that so clearly.
It was so much
but...
fun. Like, I was always on some type of like multiplayer virtual world game always.
Yeah.
Can I talk about Pop Tropica for a second?
Yes.
Talk about it.
As a kid, I would like literally look up the YouTuber Think Noodles and watch all of his tutorials, and I would follow them. But then inevitably I'd get to levels that I just could not pass no matter how hard I tried as a kid because I sucked at games. Yeah. So I remember vividly rage quitting because of Pop Tropica, like full on like wanting to stomp on my little laptop, being so angry. Oh my god.
Guys, I'm literally such an iPad kid. I used to, like, during my meals or whatever, I would literally watch Pop Tropica walkthroughs and just, like, see, like, not even while playing. I would just, like, watch them just because. And, like, sometimes I still do because it's nostalgic, but, like, dang. Those are the
days. I need
to
do that.
Yeah.
Y'all, I don't know if you guys follow Cool Math Games. But you know, Pop Tropica is now hosted on Cool Math.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. I don't know what happened with that.
But I think it's because they got rid of Flash or something, right?
Listen, Flash, anything related to Flash, I think Flash was discontinued in at the end of 2020. I have logged back into my Pop Tropica account since then on the Pop Tropica website when it was still up.
Mm-hmm.
But now if you go to poptropica.com, it redirects you to poptropica.com/poptropica.
And you should be.
Yeah. Let me see if I can log into my account actually.
I know they got rid of a bunch of the islands because of Flash. Like, they kept the game. But they, yeah.
Yeah.
There is a version you can download that has all the islands. I was looking into that, but...
I'm gonna cry if they got rid of my favorite ones, y'all.
They got rid of my favorite one.
Which one?
The Pirate Island. Pirate Island.
No.
It's gone. No. Yes, hold on. I just logged into Pop Tropica. Hold on. Let me see what's around. So we have the we have a home island now. Jade Scarab Island. Okay, they still have Mission Atlantis.
Okay.
They have Mission Atlantis 1 and 2. They have 4 survival islands now. They have they have 2 Arabian Nights Islands. Time Tangled is still up. Mythology is still up. 24 Karat. Escape from Pelican Rock. But they don't have the... They used to have a... what's it called? Oh, you guys want to see a stream? Oh, no. Hold on. I have to close my questionable tabs. 1 second. I can get a stream going.
I forget what it was called. It was the Magic Tree House, like the dragon one. You guys know?
Yes.
Yeah.
I really
my favorite. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but I just have this thought in my brain. But if I need the Murder Mystery Train one.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
You mean the superhero island?
No, but I do remember that one. That one was dope.
The superhero island was the first island I did. I remember it so vividly.
Oh.
But I don't know what island you're talking about.
There was a murder mystery train one, and you had to solve the murder mystery, and it had like Nikola Tesla and a bunch of other historical people on the train.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Hold on. I think... Let me see. It was like...
Oh, and they don't have the... Do y'all remember like the medieval times themed one?
Wait.
The rocket?
Yes.
That crashed into the princess's castle or whatever?
Yeah, what the heck?
Hold on.
That is...
LOL.
I think, Morgs, you were talking about Mystery Train Island, right?
Mystery Train, hell yeah.
Do you guys remember when you could change your hair and skin color at the balloon cart? Now you can just pick and choose what you want.
Really?
Which is not, it's not as fun because I used to spend like a good 5 minutes like refreshing my screen so I could get the hair or skin color that I wanted.
That's yes! So
oh my god, yeah, I remember.
And I remember going to the Carrot Island just to change my hair and skin color.
Yes.
Man.
What the heck?
Oh, this is the pirate costume. This is the pirate costume you could get from the island.
This is why I was like so adamant on finishing all of them, because I just wanted to dress up.
For real. Yeah, items. Mm-hmm. Wait, what does customized mean? Oh. Wait, tap the space bar. Oh, yeah. Okay. The bubble gum, dude. I love the bubble gum item. Even on a Vantage, I was obsessed with it. It's so funny.
The bubble gum is just like the cool girl aesthetic, you know?
No, truly.
It is.
Like, all the bad bitches chew on bubble gum.
Wait. Do you remember their version of Total Drama Island?
Yes.
The one where you could get voted Island. Off? Yes.
That one was so much fun because it was, like, easy. So I really enjoyed it as, like, a five-year-old because I didn't have to work so hard.
No, we can get pets now.
Oh, wow.
Nah, the more we're talking about this, the more I'm realizing how genius fucking Pop Tropica is.
Right? Like, oh my god.
Literal masterminds.
It was so creative. Like,
yes. Do you remember the future one? Where it's like you... That was the time tangled, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yes.
You go back
where
to
you had to like
periods and like collect stuff. Yeah.
Wait,
like
am I? Oh.
I also really liked Cryptids, if you guys know that one, where you like go and find like, the Loch Ness monster and
yes, the Yeti. Yes, that one was that one. I literally had to look up a tutorial for.
Yeah, me too.
OMG.
That one was confusing as hell, but it was fun.
It was fun.
Yeah, I had to look up a tutorial for all of them.
Low-key, yeah, me too.
Hold on, how do I save? Wait. Okay. Wait. Save, look to my closet. Okay.
You have to be like a member.
Oh. Oh, that's lame. Oh, lame. It's an arcade now. Damn, that's crazy. It's just so different. I miss the... Oh, I guess. I miss the old islands. But yeah, Mythology is gone, too. Like
Mythology was so
Mythology?
Good. Mythology? With, like,
yeah. Zeus and that was the one that went crazy.
Yeah. Oh, my God, Joy. I remember Bottle Pop. I just saw the picture you sent. I remember that. I used to get the candy, and then I would put in the code that came with the candy.
Sorry.
I
didn't Mythology even know what is right I did, here.
But,
like, I
my
remember
bad.
That game.
Y'all, we can still play Mythology Island.
Woo!
Played.
Let's go.
I've replayed this island so many times, too.
Right.
Hello, well. Anyways.
But yeah, Pop Tropica was it was gassed.
It was gassed.
We'll miss you forever, Pop Tropica.
Real.
I hope they don't get rid of it completely because I'd actually be devastated. Like,
oh my gosh, the Charlie Brown one.
Oh yeah.
Yes, that's what I
or
was
no,
thinking.
This is the big Nate one.
Yeah, I remember they had big
the
Nate
one
and Charlie Brown.
Yes, the one with the sharks.
That was
ooh. Wait,
Shark Tooth Island.
Yes.
Shark Tooth Island was fun. I loved all the puzzles.
Yeah.
And then you remember the grass skirt item? I loved it wearing it. I don't know if y'all remember. Or like the shark fin you could wear.
Oh yeah, the shark I love the shark fin. Oh my god. I'm like looking at a list of Pop Tropica islands.
Spy Island. Oh my god.
Oh,
no.
That was a good
yes.
one.
Spy Island. Hold on. All Pop Tropica islands ever.
Ever.
Oh wait, which one had the golden egg?
The golden egg was it not early Pop Tropica Island, like with the pixels or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so.
Guys, I also really liked the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory Island.
Oh, yeah. I started that one.
Mm-hmm. That one was good.
Yeah.
Not me getting back into Tropica.
No, guys.
Right? Do y'all remember the Wimpy Wonderland Island?
Yes.
I like that one.
I also like the beach walk or like the beach one, like from Wimpy Kid. I played that one a lot. Like,
why are they all so good?
I know. They like not a single miss, I fear. Like there were some that were better than others, but like all of them were pretty fun.
They were good, and I loved them because I was like learning. You know what I'm saying? Like, I genuinely enjoyed all, like, the fun facts that you would learn, you know, from completing the islands.
Yes.
Like, I genuinely enjoyed it.
I agree. For sure.
Oh, and Steamworks Island. Steamworks Island was also fire.
Did you guys? Okay, alongside playing these games, I also watched, like, certain shows. So I watched, like, Monster High a lot. And, like, I feel like I'm kind of alone in that. I don't know. I haven't talked to anyone else who's watched Monster High.
I honestly, so I was a fake fan of Monster High because I didn't watch it, but I had my first skateboard had a Monster High print on it.
Really?
LOL. Yeah,
I was obsessed with Monster High. Like, honestly, I feel like the reason I'm so, like, girly now is because of Monster High and, like, super into dress up and fashion or whatever is because of Monster High. Like, those girls were serving looks.
Yes! Yeah. I never had the dolls, but I loved the TV show and the movies.
Yeah. Oh my god. The movies, man.
I really liked... I wasn't a Monster High girl. I was a Bratz girl.
I like Bratz. Oh my god. One time, my neighbor was doing a garage sale, and she sold all of her daughter's, like, old Bratz dolls to me for, like, $5. It was, like, 9 dolls and, like, a backpack full of accessories for $5. And I was having the time of my life for the next 3 years. I don't know where those dolls are now, but, like, oh my god, I loved Bratz so bad. They were so, like, where the girls
I love the makeup games.
Fashion, like,
oh yes!
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did. Just, like, the fashion games and stuff in general were really fun. Sorry, what did you say?
Yeah,
I was just gonna say that I did buy the, one of the new Bratz dolls that they came out with. I bought the Chloe one.
Oh.
Let me see if I can send a pic in the audience chat.
Okay.
What? I feel like we talk about, like, nostalgia every single time on this podcast. I feel like that's our whole MO now.
That's the vibe.
Yes.
It is the vibe. And honestly, to think, like, I feel like in, like, 5 years, I don't know if anyone's still going to be playing Star Moon 5 years, but in 5 years, we're going to be looking back at these and yes. With nostalgia, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Oh my god. Okay.
Girl, if I'm not dead, I'll still be playing Star Moon.
No, I'm going to be on, like, 80 years old every single update, just, like, spending my money.
What are they selling? Bubblegum.
Oh, I love the doll though. She's so cute. I love her hair.
Right? I love, like, the designs. I don't know. They're a little modern for my taste, but I still love them. They're so cute.
She does, in fact, eat.
She does eat. I think it would be cool if Starimo devs, like, took more inspo, like, from other sources. And I think dolls like Bratz and Barbie and stuff like that are a really good starting point because, like, look at the proportions. It's very, like, cutesy, you know? And I feel like it's easy to copy.
Or
draw inspiration from.
You know what I want to start? It's like, this is like not, I don't picture it happening anytime soon, but I would love like a haute couture, like runway inspired look.
Like Vogue? Yeah. Yeah.
Or like something that we saw during Fashion Week, like they made that into an item in the game. Like, honestly, it would be really cool if they did like the fashion show like game in the, like if they implemented that, and like alongside that they had like a fashion related event where they released limited items that were inspired by like Gucci, Dior, Balenciaga, like, you know, high fashion brands. That would be super cool.
Yeah.
I'd eat that
up. I think when Staramu adds like a makeup option to the game, like where you can customize your eyeshadow and like lip color or whatever, that's when it's over. Like,
yeah,
that would be so fun.
Yeah.
And oh, that's different than like Vantage didn't have that capability.
Yeah. Dude, I hope we had blush. Like, that would be so cute.
Yeah, like a blush, like face accessory or something like that.
Yeah.
That would be really cute.
But I also am excited for when they let us customize our ID phones.
Ooh! Don't get me started. Oh my god.
Backgrounds and like add charms or whatever. And like they had like those about me sections that you could put your favorite show and your favorite actor.
Like your favorite color and whatever.
I love
that.
That was everything. I love it.
I'm really looking forward. Yes. And I'm really looking forward to house customizations.
Oh yes, me too. Yeah. Hopefully they have it soon. But didn't they say like I think what they're working on next is like customizing our eyes, I think.
Yes, I really hope.
Yeah.
I couldn't. Yeah, I don't know exactly what they're working on right now, but I know it's on like their to-do list, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I think maybe by the end of the year, but I don't know.
Yeah, who knows when the next update will be. Right, so.
Yeah, that kind of sucks to think about, to be honest.
But you know, at least let's give it like a, how far apart have updates been in the past? Because this is kind of like my first major update with the game. Like, I wasn't there for winter. Like, I was there for the spring. So,
I remember they last like a good while.
Yeah. Like,
I'm gonna say like 2 to 3 months.
The spring update was in April.
Mm-hmm.
And audience, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it was in April. And then we had like an interim update with the bubblegum and stuff like that. In June?
I think it was June. Like,
yeah. And then, so that we had an interim update. So it wasn't really an event, just something to hold us over.
Yeah.
And then, Joy, I'm actually working. Okay. It's funny that you mentioned the archive, Joy, because that is a project I'm working on. Maybe I can pull it up. So,
this is a great segue into the vlog.
Into the what? Oh, into the blog. Yes, I do want to talk about the blog with you guys. So let me pull her up. And you guys are about to see like a developer's perspective. But let me go ahead and log in. Open in Designer. So share your screen. Screen two. Wait, is this screen two? Yes, I think so. Screen two, go live. Okay. So as you guys know, and I know I've talked about this on the podcast before, but I do know that people come and go, so I just want to cover this one more time. I'm working on building a blog called The Orion. It's an unofficial, quote, Saramu blog. And you'll notice that I have a button up here called Item Database. Right now, it's not going to take you anywhere if you click on it. But essentially, what I'm trying to do is have a place in the blog where you, if you're looking for a specific item, you can go to the item database, and then I'm going to have filters for, let me go to item database page. There's going to be filters for like the item type, the colors, the gender, and other stuff. So let me show you guys what I have. So for example, this is the test item I put in so far. And it's one of the spring hairs that were added. And unfortunately, Staramu doesn't have like a consistent naming convention for their items. And items are not affiliated with names. So I'm kind of having to come up with the names as I go. But I just called it fluffy spring hair. And if anyone has a better idea, please let me know. And then I add a screenshot of the item, and then I add the cost of stars or coins or both, because I know sometimes you can buy items with stars or half the price with coins. And then I have the gender, so it's either feminine or masculine facing. I don't know if there's a better term for this. If there is, I would be happy to take, you know, ideas. Item type. And then colors. So you can also filter by color. So if, I know this is only pink, but some shirts are like blue and white. So whenever I'm going through and adding this, I can add both color choices to it. So whenever you're going and filtering by an item, whether you select yellow or whether you select white or blue, the item is going to show up in the search. And then I also have the release date associated with it, so that way we can filter by, like, year and month in the future.
Super cool.
So that's kind of where I'm at with that. I'm very much still testing functionality, but, Joy, thank you for asking that question, because now I get to talk about it.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you guys have any ideas, any recommendations on additional filters, anything I could have missed or forgotten, feel free to let me know. I'm very, very happy to take ideas, because again, this blog that I'm working on, I'm trying to help build the community and foster it in some way. So I think having like a one place that all Staramu players can go to learn about updates or see what the new items are, etc. would be super, super cool. And if you guys have any ideas to add to the blog, feel free to let me know. I do have something planned called, let me go here. I go to menu and then I go to gallery. So I have two different types of gallery set up right now. I have screenshots and I have artists. Screenshots, if you guys ever have a screenshot like from Staramu to that you want to share, you can send it to me. I don't really have a method of sending screenshots yet, so you can just DM them and I'll upload them. This is just a screenshot gallery of everything that, you know, people have uploaded. Right now, these are all screenshots I've saved from Discord or I've taken. But I also have a artist's gallery now, and I will send out an announcement about this as well. But I want to give all the Staramu players who happen to have an art Instagram or a Ko-fi page or a Patreon page, you can send me your details, and I'll create a listing for you. So that way, every artist will have their own section of some art examples, and then a link to their Patreon. And this is completely free. I'm not charging anyone to have their art shared here. And so yeah, I just wanted to share that. Again, I'll send more detailed announcements in the future. But I did want to, I guess, share the progress that I have so far. Sorry if I've been talking for so long, but it is a lot.
No, you're good. You're good. The vlog looks like awesome, Ray. And like, I'm very excited about it, and I'm very proud to see like the progress, because I remember when we were literally picking out the name for it, you know?
Yes.
So yes. It's come very far. And
yeah,
like, it's looking like amazing. Like, you're doing
and
such
the
a
website
good job.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And the website is live, by the way. It's called theorion.blog. I had to use the blog extension as opposed to .com because, fun fact, this is already taken.
Oh,
wow. I'm yes. Looking up theorion.com right now.
Yeah, it's Chicago State University, their independent newspaper.
Oh. Lovely.
So, and I've already created like a logo and all of that for it also. It's just like a little O. But yeah.
I think like I don't know if we talked about why we ended up picking Orion for the blog, but it's like a nod to Orion the NPC from Fantage, who had like that little spot in the forest where you could go and
yeah.
Like, get rare items. And also there was a lot of like the Orion is like a constellation, and there's a lot of space themed games in Starimu, so we thought it relates to both Fantage and Starimu, so it's like kind of nice.
Yeah. And yeah. By the way, that was Kia's idea. Kia's the one who came up with that name. I just ran with it. So thank you, Kia.
I got you.
I love it.
Thank you. So yeah, if you guys have any ideas or for the blog recommendations, or if you see any bugs, like any issues with it, feel free to submit a ticket in my server, and I can tackle that when I have the time to. Because I'm just doing this for fun, of course. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I'd be happy to take y'all's opinions. So yeah, that's kind of what I had to say about the blog.
Do we go ahead.
Oh yeah, I want to go into the anonymous submissions, because I do have something important to say regarding that. But, if you're a YouTuber like Morgs, you are welcome to also have your YouTube channel displayed on the blog.
Like any kind
and again,
of like art that you create. So
any art, any media, whatever, I would probably create a whole nother page specifically for like social media and content like that. So
yeah.
Video content, because I feel like art and like YouTube are kind of two different topics, so it would need a different section of the blog. But if that's something you guys would be interested in seeing, like for content creators, Starimu content creators, or content creators who play Starimu, I can add that as well. Morgs, do you think that would be a good idea, or like, what's your opinion?
I think it would be a good idea.
Cool. Okay. So then, before we go on to the next topic, y'all, I would like to get into today's sponsors. LOL. Just kidding. No one's sponsoring this. But
sponsored by blank VPN.
Nord VPN.
Or like BetterHelp or HelloFresh.
Or like the toothpaste company, Hi Smile.
Oh yes, yes.
Okay, so one thing I know, Kia, doing this.
I'm so sorry for interrupting. Raid Shadow Legends.
Raid, yes. Yes.
Anyways, continue.
They just have the same like four or five brands that they rotate through.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, quick mention. I know that, and Kia, I know you're doing this too. So Kia and Kato are both doing marshmallows for people. So if you guys are right now, Kato's rates are like $15 for 50 marshmallows. Kia, I don't know if you have a specific rate, babe, but just wanted to put that out there just in case anyone's interested in getting their marshmallows done with, if they don't have the time or the patience like me.
Yeah, so if anyone's interested in me doing their marshmallows for them, DM me and like we can negotiate a price. I don't really have anything set. Like, I'll do it for whatever you guys are kind of comfortable with. So let me know. Cool. Or reach out to Kato if you prefer that. That's also cool.
Yeah, but those are your two options. Mm-hmm. And I've worked with the both of them and they both get it done quick. So not necessarily with marshmallows, but I remember with like flowers and games, like both Kato and Kia get things done quick. Okay, so now I guess let's go into our anonymous submissions. Bum bum bum. LOL. So where I have way too many tabs open, you guys. Where is it? Oh, there it is. Hello. So here are here are the submissions. We actually have a lot to go through, so let's just get started. Off topic, anyone excited for the Olympics? No.
No, yeah.
I haven't watched the Olympics since I was like a kid, to be honest.
Same. Yeah. I don't remember the last time I watched the Olympics.
Okay, and the next one is Starmwood taking place in the same universe as Vantage or a parallel universe? I like to think of them as like, I guess, maybe in the same universe, they're just different like beings. Like different species, maybe?
It's like one of those like 10 years later type.
Yeah.
it's a sequel rather than part of the multiverse.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like we evolved. Our characters evolved, so they look different now.
Yes.
Oh, shoot. We got big brain.
Mm-hmm. Star Mulor.
Yes. Okay.
And this next one, it would be nice if the chat logs had a star beside your friend's name. That's a good idea. I think it would also be helpful if everyone in the chat log had different colors, because like right now when there's a lot of people talking, everyone is red and my messages are blue. So I can can differentiate. Exactly. It's hard to differentiate when different people are talking.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, okay, how in Snapchat group chats everyone just gets assigned a random color. Mm-hmm. Kind of nice, like every time you look. Yeah.
I don't know if it's red or orange. I mean, I could open Starmo right now and check.
I'm pretty sure it's red. Am I tripping?
It's like a reddish orange, like it's somewhere in between, I'd say, but like
it is like an orangish color.
Oh.
Oops.
My bad, Joy. Okay. Next one. I think Starmo should have an anti-spam system to avoid crashes. I guess that's a good idea.
Yeah, it up with the devs, y'all.
For real, take it up with the devs. I mean, I could also compile all of this into a list and send it their way. Okay, next one. Why can you not say Christmas in Starmu? You can say Hanukkah, but not Christmas. I don't know, Shoddy. It's
because, like, the Christ part of Christmas, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that word is weird. Yeah.
I think there's a lot of Staramu has taken it up upon themselves to censor a lot of religious terminology, which is personally, I'm not preaching on Staramu, so I don't care.
Yeah. Like I'm not too bothered by it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can't say the word Muslim either.
Yeah.
Well, Joy, you can't say glasses because it says ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, next one. Can we have some pajamas? What should the pattern be? I feel like cute blue pajamas, like a sky blue, maybe darker, like a navy blue with like little yellow stars. Like a
baby
cute.
Pink.
Yeah, or a baby pink. Yeah.
I would love like striped pajamas, like Victoria's Secret style.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Like the verticals.
Yes, vertical stripes. I agree.
Okay, next one says, and I'm sorry for like flying through these, but I just want to make sure that I'm getting this done on time. Mm-hmm. Can there be a setting for users to turn off animations on clothing? Again, I think that's like a dev thing, but all of these recommendations I'll compile in a list and I'll send their way. Mm-hmm. I can see the benefit of turning off animations from an accessibility standpoint.
Yeah, I feel like that would also help the game lag less. You know what I mean?
Yes, so I guess, well, I don't know about that, because if you're turning off animations, it would work similar to audio. You're turning off audio for yourself. You're not turning off audio for everyone else, right? So everyone else would still experience those issues. Does that make sense?
That's true. That's true.
When it comes to the speed, like the rate of the servers, that's it has less to do with the individual user and more to do where they're hosting the servers. So I assume because this is a smaller project, they don't necessarily have the budget to pay for a bigger, faster server with higher latency.
Yes.
And so that's where their limitation is. But I assume, or I hope, that in the future, as Staramu grows, they're going to have the budget for all that.
Yeah. That would be pretty nice.
Moody's would be a nice addition to Staramu. I agree. I think like that's what I've been asking for. Like the little emoticons that hovered. I feel like my outfit is not complete without it.
Yeah. Man.
The outfits are definitely missing.
Yes. My favorite one was the little what's it called? The sun one.
I really like the heart.
The heart one is cute. And I feel like it would look so good with the little heart sticker. The face one.
Yeah, these ones.
Cute! I forgot about the top ones. The new ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
That cupcake was adorable.
Right?
Yeah. I would be the telling fire one was also how cute. I was feeling with these, like,
girl, don't get me started, because there was this girl I knew on Fantage who would always change to like the sad Moody, and then she would change her ID phone like emotion to like sad, and her favorite color to black, and then I'd be like, oh, what's wrong? And then she'd gaslight me.
Oh my gosh.
I'm dead.
Okay, next one. The next one is, I'm not going to read that. So the one after that is, I will read though. It says, Rey is an attention, WHORE. All she cares about is getting attention. She comes off as so fake to me. So listen, we get a lot of mean submissions. This is one of the few that's been direct to me, And I would like to remind you guys, this does not hurt my feelings, but I think that if you have the time and the energy to submit submissions like this, maybe you should do something a little more productive with your life.
Ray, you're just so you're so like nice about it. I'm gonna be straight up. If you guys are leaving hate comments in anonymous submissions, it's actually pathetic. Like, it's pathetic and it's sad. So, like, I don't think it's as powerful as people are thinking it is to leave, to hide behind an anon submission. Like, if you have something to say, say it to our face. Or,
yes,
you know, get a life. It's pathetic.
Yeah. And, you know, again, before a podcast, I will usually go through the submissions, you know, and I'll mark out the ones that I'm avoiding. But just so you guys know that, you know, if to anyone, whoever's listening, if you're submitting like a mean submission, it will be ignored. It's just that I wanted to read this one out because I wanted to let y'all know this doesn't hurt my feelings because you can't even say it to my face.
So, there's no point in sending that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next one. Do you think Starmu is just going to release all the nice OG items at once at a high price so people keep buying coins and then make a ton of money before they shut it down and run with the money without warning? I think that is so negative. And I think that's a very, like, negative perspective.
It's like, very cynical, you know?
Yeah. Well, hopefully not.
Hopefully
not. I think they're going to start releasing items that are less so Fantage inspired.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's nice to release some of the older items for like a nostalgia thing. But I think they need to start like doing their own thing and not listening to us when we tell them to release a specific item. LOL.
I agree.
Joy.
Okay, we have time for like two more. There was an announcement yesterday in the Fantage subreddit about another Fantage project. Really? Oh. I didn't see that. I mean, look.
That's interesting.
Fantage. Let me new sort by new. Okay, Fantage inspired game. Hi guys, there's a small team working on a new Fantage inspired game. The development is currently in the early stages, and we are still throwing ideas around. If anyone is interested in joining our team voluntarily and wants to help us develop this game, please send me a message. I won't post too much until we get a rough draft going. I'm gonna go ahead and send this link in the audience chat so everyone can like look into it. Well, I don't really have an opinion on this. I mean, is this kind of exciting? Sure. But I don't really have an opinion because I don't even know what it looks like.
I'm sure like we'll have more opinions as it comes out more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Okay, next one. I never see Kia online anymore. We miss you, girl.
Oh,
they miss you.
Oh man, that's cute. Guys, I apologize. I know I'm not as active as I was like when I first joined the game. And I know I'm going to become even less active when school starts, but unfortunately, I do have a life. I know. So. But I'll see if I can be on a little more. Like, because I'm doing marshmallows for people as well. So. Like, I can have. And I got a new setup where I have three different monitors. So I can have multiple tabs open.
Wait, three, including your laptop? Or.
Yes. So.
Wicked.
Yes, very wicked. It's my brother gave me his old setup, so.
Oh, okay, cool. Congrats. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, guys, I did not get to go, or we didn't get to go through all the submissions today. So whatever we didn't go through today, we'll push to next week. But thank you guys so much for joining. I appreciate you guys listening in. And again, oh, and everyone say thank you to Morgs for hopping on. And yeah, if you guys have any questions about the Orion, the blog, or any of the other projects I have going on, you can just submit a ticket. If you're interested in being a guest yapper in the future, go ahead and submit a ticket. And that's all I have for y'all today. Thank you so much. Bye, y'all.
Bye, guys.